This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And joining us in studio right now, one of the most well-rounded men in this country. You can catch him on shows like ours, on shows like Andy Cohen's on Bravo. You can catch him on Wendy Williams. You can catch him on fantasy football shows. He is everywhere. And that is a great Michael Rappaport, who will be at Caroline's tonight and Saturday. You can go check out tickets at carolines.com. Michael, good morning. Thanks for being here. How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for having me. First of all, tonight, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Friday's happening, too.
Oh, tonight. I'm sorry. Tonight through Saturday.
Through.
That's my fault.
That was
a bad note here.
What did you call me? One of the most well-rounded men in the country.
Yes. You are.
That's almost like being called the world's most interesting man, like those commercials. Like, I mean, that's a compliment.
No, it's every time I turn on the television or my wife puts something on, you're there. If it's something I want to watch, you're there. If it's something she wants to watch, you're there.
Well, I appreciate it.
I mean, think about it. You could talk about the Real Housewives and whether or not you should start Evan Ingram, you know, all in the same day. Like, it's crazy to me, you know?
Well, I love, you know, obviously I love my sports. You know, boomers, I could tell you, you know, boomers eyeballing me like, can this guy bench 220 still? And I'm like, boomer, when I come in here, I could bench that 220. But he's eyeballing me that. But yeah, I love my reality shows. Obviously, I love my sports. We're coming on the greatest time of the year because we obviously still have the Yankees in, which I'm not a big baseball guy, but we have the NFL, which is in you know, heading into the middle of the season, if we could believe that. And then the NBA starting. And just to throw a little cherry on top, because I know your audience is just waiting for me to say it, is that the Real Housewives are coming back the third and the sixth. So we have the whole thing for me personally.
Now, do you really enjoy that, or is it?
No, I love it.
I thought that it was your really, really sharp brain that's like, listen, I could be that crazy male voice in this world that doesn't exist and that cuts through, so let me latch on to that thing. enjoy it.
I love reality television. I love it. It's fun. You know, I watch all the fancy shows. Shows like the Handmaid's Tale and the Succession.
And, I love Succession.
And I watch sports and I watch, you know, listen to sports. And sports is always going to be my main thing. But as far as things on TV, like those reality shows are what the television was made for.
Right.
It's simple entertainment. You know, I don't want to get into a show where they're like, oh, well, you got to stick with it till third season, episode 9. Who has time for that? My brain is fried anyway from social media. But I need instant gratification.
I've never seen anybody like it. You know, talking to the Michael Rappaport, I know you're a Knicks fan. You love the Knicks, and you're all passionate about that. You get embroiled into a fight with Kevin Durant when he's taking down the Knicks. The Knicks aren't cool.
Shame on him.
And then you're calling Kenya Moore's ankles ashy, and I'm like, what the hell is he doing? What? First of all, who is Kenya Moore?
Well, she's one of the Real Housewives
of Atlanta. She's a Real
Housewives. Sorry, I don't know who that is.
She's like the Boomer Esiason of Atlanta Housewives. I mean, she's an M. You know,
do I have ashy ankles?
Yes, you. I don't even have to show me. Your ankles are. No, they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, they look pretty good.
Look pretty good. Maybe you hit them up.
But you get embroiled in a fight over calling someone saying that she has ashy ankles.
It was just on the show. It was just on the show. But honestly, if I was on. You know, if I was on Inside the NFL, it's to me just as exciting as being on Watch What Happens Live. But let's stick to sports because I know I don't want your audience to be like, I came to listen to Rappaport and because I know.
Right, let me ask you. So two things about this.
Yes.
One, this whole China debate with LeBron James, and you called him the most fakest guy ever, I think.
Or fakest guy in the league.
Fakest guy in the league.
Yes.
Okay, so give me your take on his comments about what happened in China.
The thing that, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm the most educated person on international affairs, but the thing that I did not like about LeBron, his comments, if you don't understand it and you don't get it, he could have easily said, you know what, I don't know that much about it, I'm going to learn as much as I can and then I'll make a comment. And then either he can make a comment or not make a comment. For him to throw Daryl Morey under the bus to make himself look good.
He made himself look worse,
I think. Well, he made himself look bad, but his intention was to always make himself look good, like his propaganda show on HBO. It's like, that's a sucker move. Like, and I don't know if it's if it was fear. Obviously, money's involved. And you're a he loves Jay-Z. Jay-Z said, "I'm a business and not a businessman." Yo, then say there's too much money at risk. Be what you say you are. You say you're more than an athlete. That's his whole motto. Step up to the plate. Why are you throwing Daryl Morey under this? Is it because of the Carmelo Anthony thing? Because I don't see you even giving Carmelo Anthony's not in the NBA. You're the head of the Los Angeles Lakers. You can't have him as the ninth man, tenth guy.
I can't be that. I mean, I can't figure out why he said what he said.
Because he's fake. Yes,
guys,
China's
a
big market. He's the fakest guy in the NBA.
Sure.
Yes, he does a lot of great things. No, it's not a racial thing. Listen, people, when you criticize athletes, for me on social media, like, it's a racial thing. You, as a white person, you can't criticize athletes that aren't African-American or Spanish. It's impossible. There's not enough Jews. I'm full Jew. We just don't have enough Jewish athletes in the NBA or the NFL for me to keep it. So it's just, listen, he does a lot of great things, but he continues to, like, when it...
Well, this was a bad look. This
bad
is really
look.
Yeah. A bad look.
And,
sure.
You know, and he more than an athlete, this is what happens when you have flunkies around you. This is when you have a fake valedictorian.
I keep telling you.
Like Maverick Carter and these guys around. He had a 16-hour flight back from China. He could have... I have a guy who works in news. I got on the phone with him after this thing. I said, give me a five-minute bullet point crash course on China. It took 5 minutes to I know more than LeBron James. So he needs to, I'll use his words, educate himself.
Thank you for that opinion. But I would say that what he was saying, essentially, if I had to translate what LeBron was trying to say, hey, Daryl Morey, keep your mouth shut. Keep your opinions to yourself because you're getting into all of our pockets. That's what Daryl Morey's doing here, in the eyes of LeBron.
Yes.
In the eyes of all of us, he's supporting freedom fighters in Hong Kong is what he's doing. I don't see how anybody in this country could publicly go after Daryl Morey for what he tweeted.
It's
the most idiotic thing that I think I've ever seen.
And I don't want to throw anybody else under the bus. But we all know the NBA and the deal they have with ESPN. It's just been crickets from all the big mouths. All the big mouths, crickets. And they probably said, yo, we're not playing. They did say, yo, where's crying Dan Le Batard? Remember he was crying on the air. Where are you at? Nothing. You got nothing on this, Mr. I care about the people, Mr. My father's a refugee. Where is these guys at?
I actually do think that Le Batard was on his honeymoon, though. So while this was going on,
Trust me.
So we'll see when he comes back to the show.
Somebody married him?
Oh, God.
Somebody decided to marry that guy?
Yeah. We'll see if he stays away from it when he comes back.
Crickets from him. Crickets, nothing. The guy was crying. Oh, my God. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Crying.
Well, that's the biggest thing, is it's the hypocrisy of these NBA players that in a situation like this, they've got nothing to say, or they're saying something against what Daryl Morey is tweeting. But
that's
got,
crazy.
Right,
yeah,
so let me ask you this question. That's the worst part. You love going to basketball games. I know it's your sport that you're loving. I know you love the Knicks. I know you'll go to the Barclays. I know you'll go to Denver. If you're in Denver, you'll go to a basketball game.
Yes.
That's how passionate you are. What do you think the NBA does if people start showing up with hashtag Hong Kong Lives Matter? And start showing signs at NBA games and things of that nature. Do you think the NBA or the buildings are going to allow that to happen?
I don't think, because it is, you know, so far away from, I don't think it'll be a recurring, you know, common thing where it'll be even that, it'll get that
there
far.
Let's put it this way. There are Chinese basketball fans that live in this country.
Yeah, that's
that
true.
That are passionate about the NBA as much as the people in China.
They're going
to
have to figure it out.
And they're going to show up to these games, and they're going to be trying to get this stuff out there.
Hey, you know what?
Why would you let it die if you were them?
I agree. I don't know how the NBA... Listen, I have no idea how it's going to get handled. I don't know if it's going to continue to go on. But I bet you one thing, at some point we're going to see a 30 for 30 on this time. And you know, when the NBA tried to go to China or something, it'll be like, if it's in 3 years, 5 years, 20 years, when Boomer will be so old. In 20 years, Boomer will be so old. We won't be bench pressing donuts. It'll be nothing. And I love that, because he's still got his shoulders and all that stuff.
Right,
he's still real cocky about it.
Oh, yeah.
But it, you know, it was a lightning bolt thing. The good thing for the NBA is the season hasn't started, and next week the season will start. And because the news cycle is so fast, I'm sure they're praying for, like, you know, an 87-point game. And some great play. And I think there's going to be the NBA season, I think it's going to be ridiculously good this year.
Yeah, we will talk about that next along with the Knicks and get your opinion on that team, if they're going to be any good, with Michael Rappaport, who's in studio with us for one more segment. You can catch him at Caroline's tonight through Saturday. Go to carolines.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Michael Rappaport in studio with us. You can catch him at Caroline's tonight through Saturday. Go to carolines.com to see Michael. Of course, a big Knicks fan, and I think that they're going to be over their over-under number in Vegas, which is like 28.5. I think they could win in the mid-30s. I know that's not some sort of big accomplishment, but if there's anything that I'm rooting for in sports this year, it's for the Knicks to somehow be better than the Nets. I would have my own parade down the Canyon of Heroes if the Knicks had more wins than the Brooklyn Nets this year. Now, I know that it's crazy thought, and if everything works out the way it's supposed to, it's not even going to come close. But I was so tired of that whole free agency mumbo jumbo, and now you got Kevin Durant. The Knicks aren't cool anymore. It's just driving me nuts. My blood is boiling. I want Julius Randle to be an all-star. I want Marcus Morris punching people in the face. I want RJ Barrett to be the rookie of the year. I want that team to somehow make the playoffs. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. Listen, I'm going to be the first and the loudest to talk about the frustrations of the Knicks. The fact that we've had the worst record over the last 20 years is just embarrassing to be a New Yorker and a New York Knicks fan. I do think Julius Randle will be an all-star. I feel very confident about that. Everything needs to fall into place for us to get into the playoffs. We know the song and dance. But that Kevin Durant thing, and I love Kevin Durant. I'm a fan of Kevin Durant. I've been a supporter of Kevin Durant with the whole OKC thing. I loved him in Golden State.
Same here. Yeah.
It was obviously, for any sports fan, what happened in the finals, the injury drama. But for him, first of all, why are you doing interviews? You're not playing.
Yeah.
We don't need to keep your name in familiar with us. You're Kevin Durant. But why are you doing interviews during the preseason? You should be in a hyperbolic chamber. And that's because I want to see you playing. You should be getting your blood spun and all that stuff. But you were highly considering coming to the Knicks. We know that. That's a fact. Don't act like it wasn't a strong consideration, because all the mumbling and a lot of these rumors and reputations.
Well, he left. He left. So they said he was going to leave Golden State.
He was coming to the Knicks.
Isn't that why Fisdale's here? Fisdale hired to bring a guy like Kevin Durant here? Isn't that was supposed to be the cachet, the respect, the credibility, the personality, the friendships, and we're going to bring in Fisdale, and Fisdale's going to attract all these top-end free agents?
Yes, I that's true, but also because I think he's a good coach. But obviously, yeah, at this point, you need to have that. Any coach is going to be hired. Can they bring people? But for me, Kevin Durant, who's not playing, why are you doing interviews? And then why you made a decision to go to Brooklyn? You chose not to come to the Knicks? Okay.
You think Kyrie Irving made that decision for him, or do you think he made
it? I think it helped. I think that Kevin Durant, as ridiculously good as he is, I think these two guys are they're free spirits. Let's just say that. And he decided to go to Brooklyn. Cool. It hurts his Knicks fans. It hurts. Don't talk about us. We know our deficiencies. Whether you think it's cool or not, we got enough problems. Yeah. We've been dealing with them for years. We don't need you talking subliminals to younger players and adding insult to injury. You came to New York. You're in Brooklyn. Do your thing. Leave us alone. Why are you even talking about
this? You think it's going to work in Brooklyn? Because I'm not so sure that that's a lock.
I mean, if you get a healthy Kyrie and a healthy Kevin Durant,
you're talking about a guy who's got this horrible Achilles
injury.
He'll be fine.
He's going to come back, because I think
Kyrie Irving's made out of balsa wood too.
But Kyrie Irving, I don't think the Nets are going to be as good as they were last year, because I don't think as magical and beautiful it is to watch Kyrie Irving. It's like watching a magician do a one-man show. He truly doesn't make the players around him better. The ball-dominant point guard with him, people, just by nature, you wind up standing around and getting taken out of the game. And last year, the Nets' success, although it wasn't much, but they had that, they had a real team vibe with them last year, especially towards the end, even though they lost, but they pushed Philadelphia. And you say, okay, this is a team that could move forward. I think they're going to do exactly what Boston did, but it's going to be a bigger step back, because I don't think Kyrie, I truly don't think he makes people around him better. I think he's a number two guy.
But I think he also is going to be happier playing for the Nets. He also came out and this is the team that he always wanted to play for because of Jason Kidd and everything else.
It didn't exist when he was. It didn't exist five. How long has this team been existing?
Well, the Nets have been around. We know Jason Kidd took them to the finals. That's
when they were the New Jersey Nets.
Yeah, but still, they're the Nets. It's the same thing.
Yeah, and look, they're playing in Brooklyn. If you are,
look,
who
I'm
you
not
are.
Making excuses.
Last year in Boston was pathetic.
I know that, and
that was him.
And he took ownership.
He's like, oh, that was 9 months ago. Like, oh, I've been through this cathartic change. No.
Well, good for Net fans then. I don't care. But
and I'm not going to sit up for the Celtics.
Is there a worse fan base that has been treated worse by the lackluster play of their team than Knicks fans?
No.
It is about as bad as it's ever been for any sports fan in this city.
Yo.
Would you agree with that?
Yo. Yeah. Yo. I mean, yo, we lost to Toronto.
This ain't dope.
No.
Or they're
boom. Boom, boom. Yes. Let me tell you something. Yeah.
What up?
It's early in the morning, okay? What we've been through with the Knicks is I don't know why people, hardworking New Yorkers,
yes,
pay to go see the games all the time.
Well, they don't. It's the other people that are paying to go see the games that come in, that it's like a Broadway show to them.
No,
I'm telling you, there's a lot of that.
How many people fit in the Garden? 23,000?
I'm telling you right now.
19,000 for a basketball. But don't you go to these games?
You think that
I don't pay for tickets, Boomer?
You don't pay for tickets.
I'll tell you this, and I will never pay for a New York Knicks ticket, okay? Not with this guy. I won't put 4 cents in this Dolan guy's pockets.
Okay.
Not a nickel. Now, I one of the perks of being a what did you call me?
One of celebrity. The celebrity.
One of the most well-rounded men in America.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say celebrity. That's right. You, Boomer.
Okay.
Celebrity. He said the most well-rounded man in America.
All right.
That's his words. I didn't even say that, but I'm going to use that as my own quote. Is I do get free tickets to the Knicks. I don't get the celebrity tickets anymore. I'm not banned from the arena.
Okay.
I will be there November 2nd to watch my guy Nate Diaz. I might make it to, if I can, November 14th when that Porzingis.
Oh, yeah.
November 14th when that Porzingis. New Yorkers, I know you're listening. Treat him. He chose. We don't forgive. We don't forget.
Right,
Porzingis.
Exactly.
Boo him relentlessly. We need to learn something from the Philadelphia Eagles fans, those lunatics, who I know they probably hit you with snowballs. Boo him relentlessly. He chose to leave. We know our deficiencies. That's his choice. But when you come back, maybe you didn't understand what it's like to be appreciated by the New York fans, Porzingis.
I think the New York fans actually did like him.
I know. And that he chose. So we need to boo him. And not just at the beginning of the game. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of focus. The whole game, every time he gets the ball, boo Porzingis. And we never came up with a nickname for him. So now we just boo
Porzingis. I thought it was
Porzingis.
A unicorn.
What is it?
I thought it was a unicorn.
Yeah, that's what Kevin Durant actually gave him that, ironically. Kevin Durant called him a unicorn.
Yeah, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it does not.
The unicorn. But he's a great player, and they're going to be a good team also. Him and Luka Doncic. If everything is about health. Obviously.
That guy couldn't stay healthy when he was here.
I know. And then he left. And then he got jumped in where
Latvia.
Is he? Yeah, they jumped him over there.
They jumped him in Latvia?
You didn't see the footage?
Oh, I didn't see that.
You did watch it. You just don't remember. Without a doubt.
He like out of sight, out of mind as far as I'm concerned.
Bye-bye. Yeah. See you later. See you'll be back the 14th of November. We'll tune him up. Knicks fans.
No,
tune him up proper.
They will. We're talking to Michael Rappaport in studio with us. So, I look at you as a guy who is not running from any battle. Like, if there's somebody out there that needs, like, to be battled, you're running towards that. Like, does that ever exhaust you? Or am I maybe even wrong about that perception where there are things where you're like, you know what, I'm not going to fight this one. But it just seems like every time I turn around, you're, like, in somebody's face. No, you're wrong, damn it. I just feel like, you know, you've been around for a while now.
Yeah.
You know, are you exhausted yet or what?
I'm not exhausted. I'm disruptive. I talk trash. I love sports. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
You know, and with all the craziness that's going on in the world, at the end of the day, sports, you know, for all our passion, I love this guy, I hate this guy. LeBron stinks. Tom Brady's the greatest. Tom Brady's the worst thing ever. It's one of the it's like theater for me, and it's like one of the safe havens where you could love and hate. I'm not one of these people who disrespect another sports fan at a live event, cheer, all that stuff. It's all fun, and it's all theater, and it's all fandom. Like, and for me to be a fan of sports so passionate, like, it's an outlet, and it's fun. Like, it's never, ever personal. I know that when you meet these guys, 99.9% of them are all good guys, and I'm really just a fan. So even when I talk about the LeBron, or, you know, I've turned it around because you have to respect Brady. I mean, but there was, I mean, I couldn't, he, I really, it was tough. And even Julian Edelman, I couldn't stand him. But it's at this point, it's like, when will it stop? It's like, okay, just make it stop. Make it stop because they're so good.
It always stops when they retire. That's when it will stop.
I mean, this guy's a freak.
It is, 42 years old, and he's a freak, and he's still playing.
But now, I always like to remind people, it's as great as the Patriots, the most Super Bowls tied with the Steelers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the two times, twice. And that's why I don't mind that they have six and the Giants have the two, because twice, Eli Manning was better than you, Tom.
Yep.
His cheekbones weren't better. He didn't have the cleft chin.
Yeah.
He didn't have the deep-set blue eyes. But two times we got you, and we got you good.
Yeah.
I mean, real good.
18-0 was the great one.
That was
you kept them from being
gorgeous,
undefeated.
Beautiful.
I mean, for a fan of a team.
My God.
I could sleep good at night. You guys go, oh, we're the best. Not those 2 days.
Right, and not once, but twice.
Not once, but two times.
You love Daniel Jones?
I was one of those people that were like, Duke football?
Yes.
What's happening here? I'm going to say love. I feel good about him. The one thing, and I was saying to Boomer off air, I was like, as a football fan, I feel like unless you truly, truly, truly educate yourself by a football player, we can only know so much. The thing that I like about Daniel Jones is that he doesn't seem nervous.
You could see it. And your eyes don't lie.
He seems like he's comfortable being an NFL quarterback.
Yep.
I'm sure you talk about it endlessly. Give me the quick what you see in Daniel Jones thus far, and I acknowledge I taunted him.
Yeah,
I was like, Duke, I only want Zion. Right. Yes. Who is this guy?
Well, we got R.J. Barrett.
Okay, good. We got R.J.
Barrett.
We'll
take R.J. Barrett. That's all right.
Okay, we'll
maybe
take him.
Maybe he stays healthy and doesn't get hurt. And, okay, maybe he goes on to be the rookie of the year. Here's the thing about Daniel Jones. Number one, he's got all the physical attributes, what you want. You got tall, you got slender, you got athletic. Number two, he's very accurate with the football, and he's extremely precise with his passes. And number three, he's a really bright guy.
Right.
So you have all three attributes, and that leads you to look at him on the field, and what you see is a very calm player. And that's what you want. That's what Eli Manning was for all those years. Never looked like he ever was flustered. If they won a game, he was one way. If they lost a game, he was the same way.
Right.
And you're going to get that out of Daniel Jones. This is like the clone of Eli Manning, just younger and more athletic right now.
It's so crazy because when you say clone, he looks like him,
yes,
and the face doesn't move. Because even in those gorgeous days when we defeated the Patriots, face didn't move with Eli.
Yeah.
Right. Just the same face. It's weird, but like no excitement, no dismay.
No, not that. It was just this.
It's
who
just
Eli
the face
is.
Is weird. So,
and this is probably one of the reasons why. And of course, comes from Duke. And Duke has a coach, David Cutcliffe, who was Eli's coach.
Ah.
So, and they're all tied into the Manning passing camp. And, you know, Daniel Jones has known Eli for years.
Well,
so it works. It works really good, and he's a nice kid, and you wish him well. And I think this week against the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray coming in, that's a hell of a game.
And we have Saquon and Evan.
And Evan Ingram
back.
Yeah, yeah, he should be good.
And you know, I mean, it's a fun time for New York sports. I mean, because I'm a Giants guy. I'm not one of these church and state guys who separates Giants and Jets. It's like kind of like four wins beating the Cowboys last week. That's kind of like it should count. That's almost like a playoff win beating the Cowboys. Like just the antagonistic behavior of that. Just like, oh, yeah.
Just the fact that the Jets actually beat the Cowboys in MetLife Stadium. I mean, for a Giant fan, that's got to be like a pretty good thing,
it's
right?
Good. Of course. It's you could never not like that. That's awesome. It was awesome.
Now, you got these shows at Caroline's. I'm curious because you're, like I mentioned before, you're everywhere. Who shows up to see you at this in the audience? You look out. Is it more like the Real Housewives people? Is it more like guys like me that know you from the sports world and NBA and fantasy football and stuff? Like when you look out there, who is out in the audience and what do they expect from you?
I'm not gonna lie. It is more of a sausage soup type of thing. It's definitely guy heavy, but there's women. You know, there's definitely I have women fans. I mean, look at me. Look at the chiseled cheekbones.
Sure. How can they resist?
So you know, and I'm not, but it's not like an NSYNC concert.
Right.
It's definitely, you know, guys. And, you know, for me, New York and I expect in Carolina, it's New Yorkers.
Right, exactly.
I definitely want to put an APB out for my principal from PS158 who threw me out in the third grade. Please come. I'm not giving you free tickets. Because you kicked out a 7-8-year-old for hitting you with a flailing.
But I could say you would be a pain in the ass when you were a kid.
Oh, my God.
But Boomer, I mean, a flailing left hook from a third grader and you kicked me out? Come on.
Yeah.
Please show up, Mr. Flanagan. it's Caroline's, it's New York City. So, yes, I would say it's all sorts of people. It is a diverse group of people, and I'm just happy to be doing my thing and happy to have the opportunities to continue to do my thing. And I definitely have a little bit of a buzz, excitement to perform in New York. It's my first time performing in New York to perform at Caroline's.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow, that's huge.
So it's cool. You know, I'm gonna walk to the show tonight. You
that's
know?
Great,
so
man.
It'll be cool.
Perfect. Yeah, that's gonna be a cool moment for you
yes,
for sure.
Definitely
tonight. Friday and Saturday, Michael Rappaport at Caroline's. You can go to carolines.com for tickets. Thanks for being here, man.
Thank you, guys.
Good talking to you.
All right, good job, Michael.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.